Our scripture reading this morning comes from Matthew, the 26th chapter, verses 33 through 46. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. He said to the disciples, "Stay here while I go and pray over them." When he took Peter and Zebedee's two sons, he began to feel sad and anxious. Then he said to them, "I am very sad. It's as if I'm dying. Stay here and keep alert with me." Then he went a short distance farther and fell on his face and prayed, "My Father, if it's possible, take this cup of suffering away from me. However, not what I want, but what you want." He came back to the disciples and found them sleeping. He said to Peter, "Couldn't you stay alert 1 hour with me? Stay alert and pray so that you won't give in to temptation. The spirit is eager, but the flesh is weak." A second time he went away and prayed, "My Father, if it's not possible that this cup be taken away unless I drink it, then let it be what you want." Again he came and found them sleeping. Their eyes were heavy with sleep, but he left them and again went and prayed the same words for the third time. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Will you sleep and rest all night? Look, the time has come for the human one to be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let's go. Look, here comes my betrayer." So ends the reading.
My mom was an avid gardener. She loved to grow roses. And I'm not talking just your simple, everyday, small rose. These were these great big, massive roses that had great big, massive thorns on them. And it used to be fun for my brother and I that when we'd have to cut the dead plants away in the early spring so the new roses could develop and things like that, was to pick up those rose branches and smack each other with them as hard as we could. And my mom used to say all the time, she goes, "You're taking the beauty away from the rose." But it was like the watching the torture of the brother was more fun. You know? So I started studying about this whole garden thing. And something struck me. Have we all seen the picture of Jesus in the garden? The painting where he's kneeling and there's the flowers around him and he's laying on this rock and he's praying and things. Did we ever realize that this is Jerusalem? There's no gardens. Jerusalem's built on top of a hill. And every square inch inside the city walls was for building, was for people to live. When Jesus went to the garden, he went outside the city walls, to the slope, the Mount of Olives, to Gethsemane. That's not a town. It's an olive press, an olive vat. He went to a spot that produced food, produced nourishment. He went to this spot and he prayed and he took three guys with him, three of his inner circle. And he told them, he says, "Hey, the time's come and I need you to pray. I need you to go with me through this struggle." So he walks on down the path just a little bit further and they go to sleep. And he prays. And I ask, has anyone here ever been alone? Jesus went off alone in this garden. Has any of us ever really been alone? Yes, we've been separated from people. We've walked down that path and we've walked away from people before. But we've never really truly been alone. The song tells us that we go to the garden alone. There's only one person in history that's ever went to the garden alone. It was Jesus. He walked in that garden alone. When we walk in the garden, He walks with us. He walks the path in front of us. He blesses us each and every step of the way. We're never truly alone in the garden. We're never truly alone when we separate ourselves from people, because Christ stands there with us. He stands in the balance of what we have and what we have not. He's willing to go that extra step. If we study this scripture hard enough, we can realize that Jesus is earnestly praying for something else to happen other than that cross, other than that horrible death. He's praying. He's pouring out everything He has. He entered into the gates of heaven. Now I want you to picture with me, He enters into the gates of heaven just like we enter into the gates of heaven every time we pray. Do we not? Have you ever thought that when you go off to pray and you humbly bow before your Savior, that you've entered into the gates of heaven? Because that's where God's where? He's on His throne. Where? In heaven. You walk into heaven to pray. You kneel before your Father and you pour out everything that's inside you. Everything there is. You ask for Him to help you. You ask Him to give you the strength. And then when you rise from your knees and you exit heaven, you walk back into earth and you've got the strength to battle whatever you're facing. Now think about that image. Am I the only one that pictures how powerful that is, that you've entered into heaven every time you pray? Every time you earnestly pour your heart out, you're walking on the streets of gold. You're walking among the saints, the sinners. You're walking among everyone there is in this world at the same time that's praying. Everyone that's gone before you, you are there with them. You are not alone. You are there. Jesus did it three times. Three times He walked in this garden. Three times He knelt down and He prayed. And each time, we all know, what did He say? He comes back to the disciples and He says, "Are you going to sleep all night? Are you so tired you can't help me?" And we have to look at the week's events that built up to this. Do you remember that Jesus had all these nameless friends that helped Him along this way? Remember the man who provided the donkey that we're going to celebrate next week as Jesus rides in on Palm Sunday? A nameless friend supplied that. Remember the nameless friend that supplies the upper room so that they can gather and have that final feast that we're going to celebrate today? A nameless friend who supported Him along the way. A nameless wealthy man who supplied the garden for Jesus to go. All along the way, they were preparing Him for what was to come. His disciples were tired. Just like many of us are tired. We're distracted. We're off somewhere else when the Savior calls. Distracted. When we go to our friends, our comforters, our helpers, sometimes they get tired. Sometimes they walk away. Sometimes those that are needing to help us, they fall asleep. But the one who never fails us is the one who went to the garden first. Christ never has failed us. He's never left us alone to face the struggles of life. Many years ago, my mother was suffering and she was really hurting for a long, long time before she passed away. And I prayed out to God for a long time for help. And I struggled and I fought and I really clawed at everything I could. And then finally, peace came over me and said, "It'll be okay. Because I've been with her from the beginning, and I'm with her now. You can go to sleep. You can relax. I will provide comfort for you. In Mark 14, verse 36, we can really look at Jesus pouring out right here. And he says these words. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Take this cup of suffering from me. However, not what I want, but what you want." Abba, Father. Abba. A word that's never really caught on in a Western culture, by no means. How many of you have ever called your dad Abba? Anybody ever heard of the real bad group from the 70s that was Abba? Still got them on vinyl, don't you? It's a call of love. Jesus calls out to his Father and he says, "Abba, Abba, Daddy, Daddy, help me. Help me." We can really see the establishment of three in one. Where God has separated himself and took on the human form. And he cries out, "Father, help me. Abba, Daddy, Papa, help me." The last word I want to focus on today in this scripture is something that's very, very powerful. The last sentence of today's scripture says, Jesus says, "Get up." Other translations say, "Rise." Rise. I've given you strength to fight the battles that are in your life. Rise. Frontline soldiers can't sit down and wait for it to happen. You've got to rise. Rest is over. The battle has begun. Abba, Father, is calling you into duty today. He's calling you in to be part of his family. Part of the tradition. Part of the remembrance. As you cry out to Abba, Father, today, when you're at the rail and you're experiencing all the love being poured out to you, realize that you've never went alone. When you're at the rail today, I want you to look to the left. I want you to look to the right and realize that those that are around you, God has blessed you with to be there so you're not alone. So you can experience the garden with wide open eyes. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he gathered the disciples in a room provided for him so that this mission could be complete. Please join me in Holy Communion. Precious Lord, as we leave this house today, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to realize that we never stand alone. In your Son's holy and precious name, I pray. Amen.